It is the review. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers. After a very good Liverpool win at Selhurst Park, 1-0 away to Crystal Palace. Sean, we had the game which was in April against these. Granted, it was at Anfield, but definitely doesn't feel like that long ago. And in some ways, it feels like a world, a lifetime ago. There is some remnants of that day that still lingers. Not just in terms of what it did to. To Liverpool's title push, but also the way Palace played, the way they lined up, the way they countered Liverpool's 4-3-3 that day. You very much remember. I remember the show that we'd done. It was talking about them being really boxed in midfield, just moving around in that cube, and then the wing backs really getting a lot of joy that day, able to jump with Liverpool on Liverpool in numbers. In this one, do you think they look to do something similar? To me, it looked a little bit more rigid. I think the other thing with them as well is I think there's just maybe an argument that the manager gets a couple of personnel wrong, and we can maybe come into that a little bit later with the changes. But what did you think from them in comparison to basically what they've put out this season so far, but also the last time we played them?
Yeah, I was quite lucky that fairly recently I was talking to someone, not from Liverpool and not from Liverpool, but nevertheless has been scouting Crystal Palace. And he said a couple of things that I think play out in this game. The first thing he said, well, actually, he said three things. He said, one, they've recruited badly for the formation at the end of last season, arguably, that they were playing the sort of 3-4-2-1, but almost like a box midfield. So for Liverpool fans of a certain age, you might be thinking of the sort of Michael Thomas, stroke Redknapp, John Barnes, McManaman, Berger kind of era. That sort of back five or two wing backs with a back three, certainly a double pivot, and then sort of two tens in front of that. And Crystal Palace have a lot of success, as we know, towards the end of the season with Elise Eze and Mateta obviously on fire at the time.